Westlock, the Wild Rose Ray wants to ensure its members are not being misled. That's why Wild Rose Ray CEO, Stuart Fox Robinson, is addressing concerns and questions following a member meeting March 24 at the Picardville Community Hall, where just over 24 gathered to learn about their rights and options. In response to some concerns raised, Fox Robinson said members are free to do as they wish to do, subject to certain rights and responsibilities, which are governed under bylaws and policies. If there's something about certain policies that members feel should be changed, there is an obligation that they have to communicate that to the board, said Fox Robinson, noting that the board has not received any information, neither a concern nor a complaint about the meeting held on March 24. In our member code of conduct, it states very clearly that members should bring concerns to the board. Fox Robinson pointed to a lot of pent-up frustration during the last 2 years over such things as supply chain issues and increasing costs that have been seen in Alberta and across the country. There is real angst in the world right now, and sometimes that anger bubbles over and people have lost the ability to remain in control of their emotions and have a rational-based discussion, he said. One concern that several people at the March 24 meeting had was how to hold the board more accountable. Fox Robinson questioned whether members have followed proper steps and put those concerns in writing so the board can review it and provide a thorough response. He stands behind the board, noting those who say they are being ignored as simply not true, and stressed the need for members with such concerns to express them in a calm and respectful manner. The reality is, if people have that concern, communicate that concern. Do it respectfully, said Fox Robinson. Yelling at our staff is not an effective communication tool. Wild Rose President Carl Larson said the board has always interacted with the membership and sought their feedback, adding that any suggestion otherwise would simply not be true. We are elected by our membership to run the affairs of the Ray. We would always welcome individuals who wish to see the Ray continue to thrive and put their names forward for a board nomination in the future, said Larson via email. Our CEO and his staff have been put in a very difficult position by individuals who have acted appallingly and not in line with cooperative principles or, to be honest, normal adult behavior. I commend our CEO and his staff for their patience and commitment to the association. The Wild Rose Ray Limited has been in operation since 1947. Today it is a fully operational electrical utility with a current membership of more than 2,700 members. The electrical distribution system is spread across 5 counties. Each year, the Wild Rose Ray Limited holds an annual meeting that takes place at Memorial Hall and sees more than 150 members in attendance. This year, however, that meeting is scheduled to take place virtually on April 13. I want to be perfectly clear about the reason for that, is the threats that were made against staff members, explained Fox Robinson. The board took the position that we'll do this year online, and then next year hopefully the world's returned to a little bit more civility and we can get back to our normal setting. In the Memorial Hall, 150-plus members there supporting and celebrating the Ray. This year we're actually celebrating our 75th anniversary, he added. Fox Robinson noted how over the past 10 years, the Ray has put more than $25 million back into the local community, with a focus on ensuring rural sustainability and stronger communities. In 2021 we saved our members almost $1.4 million in distribution costs, he said. While many members appreciate the work of the Wild Rose Ray, and some have gone out of their way to show appreciation for staff recently, Fox Robinson did point out that as an association, they could improve in some areas. The Ray has been very much focused on the delivery of service, decreasing power outages and increasing restorations, said Fox Robinson. What we haven't done is a good job of communicating to our membership what we do for them and what we do for the community. It's time that we really start to communicate more of this. After discussing the situation and matters surrounding the Wild Rose Ray with the board recently, Fox Robinson pointed to another reason to increase communication with its members, that is, to cut down on the misinformation out there. It's an opportunity to provide facts rather than opinion, said Fox Robinson, noting the important role board members of the Wild Rose Ray have in the local community. These directors are the friends and neighbors of our members. They live in our community, they understand the rural way of life, and perhaps as importantly, they understand the challenges that our community faces, and particularly economic challenges, said Fox Robinson. We've been here for 75 years and we're going to continue operating in the best interest of our membership, and that means the majority of our members. Christine Jean, townandcountrytoday.com.